You started college at Vanderbilt, had a hard time of it there. You write about that in your song, Nashville. After a year, you transferred to Emory, where Emily had ended up after she started at Tulane. The Indigos kind of started taking shape around that time. Y'all both had deep interests in both English and religion, which you talked about. And that is so obvious in your songs. And to me, I was thinking about it, and it makes sense because it points to, like, a seeker's heart that wants to explore these big questions, plus a thinker's brain that wants to find the words to explain the answers. Is that about it? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. That's why you're a writer. That is a good way to put it. Yeah, I think spirituality was really important to us. Church was really important to me. I was very invested in it, and I couldn't figure out, like, what that meant really when we were in college, because I kind of wanted to go to theology school, but I was like, I don't know where I would go, because after majoring in religion, I realized I was kind of like all over the map, you know, because right. I was like, I like this. This is cool. You know, I just love religion.
Without having your solo careers and other projects, because Emily has other things that she's into, and she finally released a solo record a few years ago. Do you think the Indigos would still be going after all this time?
Probably, because the other thing that fuels us and keeps us kind of interested and not stagnant is activism, right? We go like, oh no, but we really want to do this project and we want to do this activism thing. And like sometimes, like you can't, like it feeds each other. As soon as we get energized about some activist thing, it energizes us about the regular touring and all the music too. So it's like,
yeah,
it probably would still be happening.
Yeah, I get that. All right, what's a song that was sort of a blueprint for the Indigos early on?
One song that we would really dig deep into and we covered, and it kind of was definite like direction to how we did arranging, was Malachy's by Terry and Matt. It was a Maggie and Terry Roach record called Seductive Reasoning. And it had this song called Malachy's on it. And it was, you can hear us. You can hear where we got some of our ideas in that song for sure.